This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Canada's new Prime Minister, Mark Carney, has said his country must reduce its reliance on the United States and would instead turn towards what he described as its reliable European allies. On his first trip abroad since taking office, Mr. Carney chose to visit France and the UK instead of the US, as would normally be the case. Our chief international correspondent, Lise Doucette, was following developments in London.
Canada's Prime Minister came to London and Paris seeking not just support, but a very public signal that his allies have Canada's back when President Trump keeps repeating he wants to take over his neighbour. Neither France's President Macron nor Sir Keir Starmer spoke in public about the American leader's call for Canada to become the 51st state. Mr. Carney emphasised that his discussions here and in Paris were about strengthening these partnerships, especially on security, including support for Ukraine, as well as economic opportunities in areas like critical minerals and artificial intelligence.
Peru's government has introduced a 30-day state of emergency in the capital, Lima, following a recent wave of violence, including the murder of a popular singer. Paul Flores died on Sunday when gunmen attacked his group's bus. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, reports.
President Dina Boluarte said most soldiers would be deployed in Lima and the neighbouring Callao area to help combat crime, including a rise in extortion rackets. She also reaffirmed that she was considering reintroducing the death penalty as a deterrent. The rise in organised crime has become a major concern in recent years for residents of Lima, Callao and neighbouring areas. Transport companies, taxi drivers and many businesses have been threatened with violence if they refuse to pay extortion money to the gangs.
Venezuela has accused the United States of denying basic legal rights to more than 200 alleged gang members deported to El Salvador over the weekend. They've been sent to a notorious high-security prison there. The European Union and its partners have pledged $6.2 billion in aid to Syria following the overthrow of President Bashar al-Assad last December. It announced the sum at a donor conference in Brussels, the first attended by Syrian authorities. The EU Commissioner for the Mediterranean, Dubravka Šuica, said she hoped the funds would help Syria to move towards a more prosperous future.
I think this is good for the recovery, for the early recovery of Syria. And I also hope that Syrian authorities, who were represented by their Minister of Foreign Affairs, can be satisfied. And this money could and should be used for their early recovery and for the benefit of all Syrian citizens.
From London, you're listening to the World News from the BBC. US officials have said they deported a Lebanese doctor who was also a US resident last week after discovering sympathetic photos and videos of the former Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah on her mobile phone's deleted items folder. Rasha Alawiye has also told agents that while in Lebanon, she attended Mr. Nasrallah's funeral. She said her support for him and for Iran's supreme leader Ali Khamenei came from a religious perspective as a Shiite Muslim. M23 rebels say they will no longer participate in planned peace talks with the government of the Democratic Republic of Congo in Angola on Tuesday, after the European Union imposed new sanctions on its members. In a statement, the group accused unspecified international institutions of undermining peace efforts. The DRC said it will still attend the talks. Tunisia's National Guard says its forces rescued more than 600 migrants and recovered the bodies of 18 others in several operations on Sunday night in the Mediterranean. The force said all the migrants were from sub-Saharan Africa countries trying to get to Europe. Tunisia and Libya are key departure points for migrants trying to reach there. President Trump says his administration will this week make public around 80,000 pages of files related to the assassination in 1963 of President John F. Kennedy. The president made the announcement during a visit to an art centre named after President Kennedy.
People have been waiting for decades for this, and I've instructed my people that are responsible, lots of different people. We have a tremendous amount of paper. You've got a lot of reading. I don't believe we're going to redact anything. I said, just don't redact. You can't redact.
President Trump has announced that he's ending Secret Service protection for Hunter Biden, the son of the former President Joe Biden, as well as Joe Biden's daughter. BBC News.